Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoa, Gedulakshmi Incha, Tati, Zerira, Alephit Gimel, Yudtaf Tzadi. Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu, Nora, Kufay Shayan, Sintet Nui, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat, Shamren, Nungimadalit, Yudkafshin, Barhen Taharen, Rakame Sitkatcha, Tamid Gamlen, Betet Resh, Saditaf Gimel, Hasin Kadosh, Bero Tucha, Nael Adata, Het Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan, Yachid Geer, Ramcha Pene, Zofre Kiddushata, Yud Gimelamed, Pe Zayin Kuf, Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea, Talumo, Shin Kufa, Sadiyuta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the right column and the left column energies of this creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseawon La'fesha, V'chata'a V'nake. We're now going to say a L'Shem Yehud and then connect to the energy of certainty by studying a verse from Parsha Yitro, Pasuk 29 from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bivkilu Urchimu Chilu Chilu Urchimu Le'afka l'shem yud-hei b'vav-hei B'yehudah shilim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah La'asok Torah mitzvah V'ayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei Adenu konenei aleinu ma'asei Adenu konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekutcha Berichu Koma De'aved Leila Wittata Kola Ihu Kishot V'yovada Dikshot Veleid Lach Mila B'alma Divaye Barnash Verdach Yaleya Mineya Ulanhaga Beya Kalana Dehaku Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzterich Bealma. The energy of this coming year, 5779, is a period to become wise. What that means, we went over on Sunday. There are three verses that we study for this energy, connecting to this energy, not because they have the energy, but because they have the name of the year concealed within them. All three verses have this name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet, separated by two letters each. Two of them have it separated in the forward manner, one of them in the reverse manner. The first verse that we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Weimad ele lo tishmil li v'yasafti li asra etchem sheva al hatotechem. The next verse that we study, and this verse has the order of the letters in the reverse order, is from Isaiah. It's chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatachta al mishenet hakaneh harashut hazeh al mitraim asher yisameh ishalav vabekapo unkava kein paro melech mitraim lekol habochim alav. And the third verse comes from the prophet Micah. It's chapter 6, verse 13. V'gam ani hecheleti hakotecha hashmim al hatotecha. There is a fourth verse that has the connects to the energy of the year. It starts with a hey and ends with a tet. This verse is actually read only during the month of Tishrei. We're going to read it tonight as part of preparing and learning about the year. Hu kam va'yivayach va'plishtim ad ki yaga yado v'atid bach yado el hacherev v'yach adonai yohe wahe teshua gedola v'yom hahu v'ham yashuvu acharav ach lefashet. That verse comes from 2 Samuel, it's chapter 23, verse 10. The year 5778, the current year that's coming to an end. We have two verses that connect to this energy. We will continue to say them even after the year ends, because their essence is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. And that essence doesn't change. We want that energy, we want to connect to that energy during the coming year, as we will do with all of the previous years, as we've done consistently. We're studying now 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayidchal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo natamar achoti udlabev le'ene shute levivot v'evre miyada. The second verse that we study connecting to this energy is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Ha ta ti odi aha, wa woni lo ki si ti, amar ti ode ale peshai, la do na yo he wa he, wi ata nasata, a won ha ta ti se la. Year 5777, known as the Year of the Goat, and also of the wake-up call. There are two verses in this that connect to this energy as well. The first we study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod sadunim katzipor o yevai sinan. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Tzatz ki ach, which appears like, translates as appears like brothers. When we take the final letters, we have Gir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse comes from Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. Ki im va'adonai yohewahe Elohechem tadivaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The name of the year is concealed in that verse. Name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. The letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. The year 5776 also has two verses that connect to its energy. The energy is that of the pause that refreshes. The first verse that we study is Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayahaskum achechem halavim ad kelod hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim. Ki ha-livim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Vadonai Yohewahe, Ad-de-ad. I'm sorry. Adonai Yohewahe, La La He, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo, Alame, Hey Hey Hey, Aka Ha, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to the energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu Va Adonai Yohewahe, Ade Ad. Ki biya yo hey Adonai yo hey wahe Sur olami. The second verse is from, well, it's in the year 5775. We have three verses. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. The energy of the year is swallowing death forever. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23, to connect to this energy of swallowing death. Uru udu mikol hamachavoya. Asher yidchabe sham v'shatem elai el nachon. Wehalati idchem v'chayayim yeshno. Va'aretz v'hipasti. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. The year 5774 has only one verse that connects to its energy, which is peace in the Middle East. That verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati b'shakan ta'akta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do so by saying the letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka akaheta ezayo alada la awahe heya yozala me behe ereyo ekome la awaka layo la wawa pehela. Nulaha yo 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 me la hey 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 wa nuta hey hey ah yo reita shia hey re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo hey wa la hey hey ka wa ko me nuta anu yo hey ah me re hey ah yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la hey, sa ya la ya re yo, a shi la me yo hey, wa hey wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi ya me me, nu nu wa nu yo ta, me be hey, be wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, hey, re hey, me ta re. Wa me be yo hey hey, anu wa me hey yo, a da me be me nu ko, a yo a hey be wa, re a hey yo be me, hey yo yo me wa me. Now for the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Excuse me. Wa 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 yo 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 sa yo sa be te a ame me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa me he me ya yo a yo ta la merit me re hey hey yo yo hey me me. Wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo ke yo me nu dai he he wa nu yo he he shi ya yo re ta shi ya he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka wa to me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he Wahe wadalayo, heyoshi alame, nuheya nuwata, melahe peayo, nukome yorela, hebehe mezawe, wahe beyo ahe, ala awa mezayo, dame be mekako, ala ahe hewa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me se me. We're now going to connect to the Ma meditation. Yo wada, yo wada, hey ya, yo wada, hey ya. Wa awa, yo wada, hey ya, wa awa, hey ya. Yo wada, yo wada, hey ya, yo wada, hey ya, wa awa. Yo wada, hey ya, wa awa, hey ya. Yo wada, yo wada, hey ya, yo wada, hey ya, wa awa. Yo wada hey ya wa awa hey ya. Yo wada, yo wada hey ya, yo wada hey ya wa awa. Yo wada hey ya wa awa hey ya. Yo wada, yo wada hey ya, yo wada hey ya wa awa. Yo wada hey ya wa awa hey ya. Today is the first day of creation, the 25th day of Elul. This is the day, day one of creation. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, very famous from the Zohar itself. Rabbi Yechiel Michel Zlotchov, Rabbi Aaron ben Rabbi Yaakov Abokatseria, Rav Abraham Horowitz, Barry Commoner, in the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, today's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 19, the second column from the left. That opens up to a landing page for all of the Tikkuni Zohar classes. Please scroll down to section 43A, and this is where our class will begin. Does anyone have any questions before we start? Lech lecha amreinam Benazira sechor Sechor lekara ama Lo tikrav Haedahu diktiv Vayo yanoach Bagidu atzlah Mishkad yetzer hara Meda begado, tehoyao, avoda, Hazara kadayu ka atio leit habera im sadikio beim rashekava a mait hatsufifa zonai barbot barit zayanes Piat ha'uta amaro leya manant amar lo na na hayu baradnuna kada deshit piyama rava rava ubila kolunim piyama liyafik Lechon Chaim, Levar Uzamim, Ayehu Nafik, Veshita Lekaima, Beyad Yad Go, Lero Bekarav, Haeretz Havihu, Amaro Leia, Letar Delit, Reutach, Legalia manant uvara. Dema demean ant mean ayu namai ayu atar dedaku tach. Amar lon atar dedokati ayehu megadala chada defarach yora habihu amru leya lo temalan midi samech aleph mili mayayehu Avoch Amar Lona Badila Ayu Kadnuna Devarva Ekadatahi Tehi Afta Pumea Uvalamea Dima Viachavim Samech Aleph Sheva Shanim Lo Hadar Yamad Litu Kafriya Deraza Demila Ayov Mem Yavatach Yagiach Yirdan El Pihu V'yayahu Bilach El Kach Min Yamah V'yaton Lo Behahu Zina Adkar Rabbi Elazar V'yamar V'day Ant Yayahu V'radirav Hamenuna Sava hado peya viyamu udai ayo ant ravit vihay alma habinun kavad mechatin mesus vim dilin vihavinin anan mich mach Berin betar be'elech Amar lon Ahu chaviyo Di'atun megichin Karava be'ya Aech hishta zavachon Meneya di'ayahu bila Uch til velo od eladayahu Katil le Adam, Kadamea, Lela Kolderin, Dika Ajanavyaraya Uvareta Ayahi Algamigadla Diparach Leora Umachrezin Dekol Yoma Barakia Dekol Mandikati Lehai Havio Diyah Havin Leia Leantu Bat Melech Tepefini Ma Mema Shivatsot Zahav Lagushal Vahai Zahavi Yahu Zion Yemi Bereshit Hay Hamesh Or Bet Ayahi Bet Min Arashit Alayit Bar Yefa Kalvana Hora Sheva Petarim Lo Bimate Vata Ugin Da Hiroda Za Taraz Kima Givorin Kima Meare Taresin Itkanashu Uve Midrasha Leagaha Karava Im Havio Begina Vekama Tarisin Ataribu Vesakot Begena Devarata Demilaka Vaifen Ko Deko Yvaira Ki Ein Ish Lait Behon Dekatil Lehoya Adaita Hahudit Marbeya Vayefen Ko Deko Yeit Vaich Et Hametri Ugin Dait Bar Ad Kiyeva Shaili Shila Shila Mashi Moshe Di Ayahi Burashi Di Leia Ugin Da Bagina Yid Marbeya Ad Di Ayahu Ben Yitzhar Ben Kechat Ben Amram Ben Amarama Deit Marbeya Uvnai Rahabeya Ravula Meala Dekatil Hoya Dechilayo Bema Uve Vashita Uvarakia Dekama Mare Kariven Agaho Ameya Parava Al Yeme Kamadiat Omar Omer Sham Anyot Yahalikon Ima Deoraita Dianun Anyot Anin The Mastakalin, the Oraita, the Kama, Anyot, Menehu, Advaru, the Nafilu, Dima, Adita, Morashidila, the Karaya, may the Oraita, the Susteroch, though. Rama Beyam Deayahu Tavio Uvat Zugeya Dayahi Susio Dileyavihu Aavar Allah the Yisrael de la Savim Behada Hodiktiv Uvina Yisrael Alaku Beyavasha Betoch Chaim Hayam Bekad Meta Beima Behahu Chamar Before Kana Betareta Kola Beima Deoraita Meta Dila Dekare Beyayama Dakubos Begindi Allah Itkalio Zeroa Hashem Dit Mar Beya Zaroa Hashem Alme Nigalti Behahu Zina Deita Varahu Chavio Bishamin Yama Shalit Chavio Kadisha Uvahahu Zina Sham Ramas Vien Mespar Chayot Letonot Im Gadolot Azinan Biot Behabet Cholha Bema Dilat Avayim Beharuach Tseharait Avir Shalita Notya Min Yemei Dioraita Uvahu Zina Sham Ramas Veyayin Mispar Vegumar Shamaniot Yehalachon Laviten Zeitrat Lishihek Bo Vayehi Chade Amhon Hadahu Diktiv Tachilim Meach Shitu Levakem Lechila Legomer Lehola ketivikalam al yishvaron letat aklam beito dainunato tilioraita kimo shiamro hachmenu zikrunim levareka kabat atim Letorah de'ayuhu Ato de tzadik daten Lachem yiltoton Damane di'atmar Be'yashemot Tet zayin Sheshit yamin delakatuho Ugomar mistara The Amuda, the Emsaita, the Ayahu, Khalil, Sheet, Citrin, Levitin, Leela, the Sadiq, the Ayahu, Kat, God. The English translation. The great fish. Is the awareness that swims in the sea of consciousness. This awareness swallows all lesser representations of awareness, and out of this awareness is where we would gain the knowledge of the way things work. Rabbi Hamuna the Elder is a character that appears throughout the Zohar as a sage that offers insights, often astounding the students with his wisdom. Rabbi Hamuna the Elder is the appellation of revelation, the wisdom that is received on high. The killing of the snake refers to the subduing of the evil inclination or the negative worldly thoughts that take away from the meditative state. the daughter that is the wife, that is given for whoever kills the snake, is the Shekhinah. Do you think that the killing of the snake is a metaphor? The oral Torah, the zahav, or the gold, are the lessons that are given on high from the standpoint of connection with the Shekhinah, which is the connecting flow of the Sephirot. And the previous, the killing of the snake, is not a metaphor. So righteous people, when they subdue their evil inclination, are killing the snake. The law that is decided is the operation of the way things work. And this is being discussed and learned for the sake of the higher connection that is established by the Shekhinah, or the daughter of the king. Moshe, Shiloh, symbols of transcendence. The snake or evil inclination is subdued, and our thoughts rise above to another level of awakening that produces the state of mind that is unified with all that is. The snake is killed by the realization of unity, no matter where this takes place, within our thoughts, the sea, our actions, the land, or at the highest point of our aspirations. Unity. The battle with the snake takes place within our thoughts. When we learn to reject the lower thoughts, we win. It is in Torah that is a microcosm of consciousness, unified, that shows us via our insights, via our sights, our eyes, the way. Sometimes those insights go astray and must be cast aside, like the horses and their riders in the sea, referring to the drowning of the horses and riders of Pharaoh's army in the Yam Suf. Israel is the recognition of unity that passes over on dry land and does not get engulfed with the evil inclination. Just as the redemption takes place in the physical sea, so too does it also take place in the sea of unity, that is Torah. It is when we find ourselves guided by the precepts of Torah that this redemption or unity of purpose is realized. Writing is a special form of focused attention in that we are able to go back over our words carefully, editing them, leaving out the snake or the evil inclination, and revealing the arm of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Writing also gives us the confidence of seeing our thoughts revealed and recognizing their divine nature. The evil snake is removed by consciousness. Awareness of the unity of being. The holy snake is the awareness that then, instead of crawling on the ground, rises up akin to the action of the Shekhinah. The ships that travel in the sea are our thoughts and conceptual understandings that builds the world for us. The Leviathan that you have created is this world of cause and effect in which we do indeed play within. It is the knowledge of the way things work that constitutes the Leviathan. The walls are that which we enclose ourselves in, our bodies. Who do we look to? We look to the righteous one who gives us our imana, meaning who allows us to see the results of our thinking and to act accordingly, to become more united with that thinking. The 6 days of Zerunpin are the gathering of thoughts from above prior to their transformation into forms below.